It's time to get into our Women in Business segment. Tonight we speak to Masitlogelo Masote, who is a director at Web Maestro. Welcome to Money Talk, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us about your work. What do you do and how do you do it?
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Web Maestro is a customized entertainment solutions business, and it is run and managed by myself and my husband, Kutlwano Masote, mostly known for being a cellist and a conductor. Mm. And we've taken his skill and his love for classical music and my skill and passion and love for creativity and bringing things together and delivering amazing products.
And really,
from that, trying to sustain the arts and make it interesting and make it viable for many more to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, where did it all start for you, seeing that this is a career path, way of living that you as a couple have turned it into?
Yes.
How, where, why? Have you had a corporate background?
Yeah.
Talk to us about
that. I think we all go to school and you all have ideas of, you know, what you want to do.
Mm.
And I always knew sort of being fixed in an office was not quite for me. But
right.
We have to cut our teeth somewhere.
Mm.
I worked in the NGO space for a very long time, Black IT Forum, actually, where I cut my teeth and I think sort of found my own rhythm, sharpened a few skills, fundraising, building concepts around business and what you're trying to achieve. And it wasn't until 2010 when I was retrenched from another job. I had moved on from the Black IT Forum.
Yeah.
And Kutlwano, my husband, said to me, you know, we've been talking about this for a very long time. Can we actually just do it?
Mm.
And so we did, you know, the beginning of 2011, started off with a very big project, a national tour for one of the insurance companies who wanted to communicate and talk to their audiences, you know, inform them of their change. You know, they were predominantly an Afrikaans company before, and wanted to be a little bit more exclusive, more inclusive rather.
Mm.
And so we had an entertainment product, something called Coming Home by a South African composer currently living in Germany.
Mm.
And it was a great story in 3-4 of our South African languages, a mixture of jazz, gospel music, Negro spirituals, as they call them, you know. So it was the right product to tell their story at the time and to make that transition for them. And I think it was on the back of that that we sort of found what has become a niche for us. It's still a struggle, but it's a niche, you know. It's about taking these entertainment products and telling the story of various corporates, and so you want them to tell their story in a different manner, something more accessible, but also helping to sustain the arts industry.
Yes,
I think,
ma'am,
it's one of those that's sort of, it's the last on the list, as soon as things go wrong, the first budgets to get cut are for arts and culture, where we should be encouraging our people and celebrating what we have. But, you know, we are at the bottom of the barrel, as it were. Yeah.
That said, what challenges do you face in your line of work? And that is definitely the biggest one, funding.
Yeah, it is. And you can't give up. I think before I even talk about what the challenges are, it's we can't give up. And it's not even a case of putting food on the table. It's really about arts and culture is the soul of any nation.
Yeah.
And if we give up, then you're almost killing who we are as a people, as a nation. We thrive every day. We slog every day. We do what we do for the love of arts and culture.
Yes.
We do it because we have children that are practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
We want the art form to exist many years beyond us. And to also break the mold a bit. You know, I think especially with classical music, there's so many stereotypes around what it is,
It's full, but Wang Hang, she's expensive.
Yeah, you know, almost dead white people's music.
Not true.
You know, not true at all. And we've done some really amazing things. you know, we've Kutlwano in particular has done string arrangements to Kwaito music. Wow. And hip hop music, and I'm talking, you know, many years ago. Mm-hmm. The current hip hop artist, actually, that's the bulk of his album has string arrangements.
Yeah.
You know, we do a Mother's Day concert at the zoo. Yeah, you know, with mainstream artists, but with orchestral musicians and instruments in the background. Mm-hmm. You know, we're currently running an in concert series, which brings our South African artists living abroad, brings them home, so that audiences can also enjoy them, you know, because not everybody has the opportunity to travel and go abroad, and yes, so you can't see them. So it's about bringing it home. It's about sharing it with everybody. It's difficult to knock on doors when people don't appreciate or understand what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, with the economy the way it is, more often than not, the answer is no.
Yeah.
And so we are also forced to be very creative in how we approach our sponsors, in how we want to partner with people, you know, and, you know, bring them along for the ride, you know, and to have this amazing experience, and hopefully also grow a love for what we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Ultimately, where would you like to see the relationship between money, sponsorship, and the arts?
Oh, wow, we'd like lots of money. I think every artist out there, you know, would say the same thing. But I think, you know, people need to realize that art is an investment in so many ways, you know, and not just from a, you know, spend money to stage a concert or a production. You know, there's value in instruments. There's value in art pieces. There's value in culture, you know, and this is, you know, it's a wide scope that the arts covers. And I think we do need to look at it as an investment.
Yeah.
You know, it's not money down the drain. It's about enhancing it. We can tell our stories,
yes,
through arts. You know, we can preserve who we are as a people, as a nation, through the arts. We have artists that are ambassadors of this nation abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we can create platforms to celebrate and encourage, you know. It's an industry on its own. We need to encourage our children to pursue art,
yes,
and not look at it as this, oh, they couldn't do anything better, so they became musicians and painters and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not the case, you know. They, through their various art forms, are telling our stories,
yes,
you know, that generations later, you know, those people will be able to track where we were, who we are, what was happening at that time, and how do we learn from that time. And so I really, it is important for people to look at it as an investment. And it's such a wide space,
yeah,
you know, and you can choose what resonates with your brand. You can choose what resonates with you as a person, you know, and you start there. And it doesn't have to be a massive investment all at once.
Mm.
You know, baby steps, one day at a time.
It's been an absolute pleasure, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Director at Web Maestro, Masitlogelo Masote, in this week's Women in Business segment.